Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how you doing on this Friday night? You know, Big James LA, host Lyrico in the building tonight, you know. Yeah, but the topic today is hard to walk in love with mean and evil folks. Yeah, it's really not easy because it's a whole lot of mean and evil folks in the world. But, you know, God wants you to forgive people, you know. You can forgive people, but you don't have to deal with people at all. So, truth be told, hey, God, I understand what you're saying. We all do. But that don't mean we got to deal with people, you know. But it's all right. We all got to go through something in life. And it makes us stronger, wiser, and better, you know. It teaches us how to deal with certain people, not to deal with them, keep them at a distance, and all that there. But God is good all the time, and, you know, just give him his glory, and he's going to make everything right in your life. You know, sometimes we don't like what we're going through because you got haters over here, you got haters over there, you got negative people always want to come against you and, you know, talk bad about you, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay because it's that light that God got shining over your life. You know, when God got you shining, you know, he let other people see that light. And they get to hating, but it's all right. You keep doing you, you know, keep doing what God wants you to do. Let people talk because you think, you know, everybody think they know everything anyway. So you let people talk, and, you know, let God do the showing. You know, you don't have to tell people what God is going to do for you or is doing for you in your life because everybody don't need to know anyway. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to let your left hand know what your right hand doing. You know what I'm saying? So when God show up and show out, you know, everybody's mouth going to be on the floor, like, you know. So keep doing you. Keep doing what God calls you to do. And, you know, it's going to all be all right, you know. It's long-suffering, you know, but it's okay. It's going to be okay in the end because, you know, everything works for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his will to do a purpose, you know. So, yeah. But the word I want to read today is Proverbs 26. As snow in summer and rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like the legs of the lame that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds a stone in a sling is he who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn that goes into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of fools. The great God who formed everything gives the fool his hire and the transgressor his wages. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The lazy man says, there is a lion in the road. A fierce lion is in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a lazy man on his bed. The lazy man buries his hand in the bowl. It wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Like a madman who throws firebrands or arrows in death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. As charcoal is burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are like tasty stressfuls, and they go down into the innermost body. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lies up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Through his hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it rolled back on him. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So to sum that all up, you have people out here acting fools and, you know, want people to act fools with them, but God say be humble, even though at times it's hard to be humble with people that act a fool, because they always tend to want to push your buttons because you are humble. But still, they will fall into their own pit, and God will deal with them according to how he want to deal with them. So, I mean, yeah, everybody ain't going to be humble all the time, but a fool is going to always be a fool because his ways is right in his own eyes. And a fool doesn't, how do I say, a fool does not look to God's ways and be wise in their own eyes how God wants them to be wise. So people tend to act fools, and that's what's really damaging the world today. People want to act fools and do all kind of crazy things in the world, and that's not how God wants us to be. People want to treat people bad and then expect people to treat them good. It don't work like that. You reap what you sow, and karma comes back. What you put out is what you get back, and people don't understand that. But living life, people are going to, well, if they don't know it now, they're going to learn it, because every day is a lesson. And, you know, after lessons comes blessings. So it's okay. Let people do you how they want to. But God, that ain't just nothing but God using them as a stepping stone to get you where you need to be. But, you know, we all have to learn and grow. And, you know, it's not easy dealing with mean and evil people. But God wants us to deal with those type of folks to show them that, you know, God is in control of everything. Even when people lie, use you, abuse you, try to hurt you. See, hurt people, and that's real. A lot of people don't know how to deal with what they going through in life, so they take it out on other people. But see, when you have no self-control over yourself, you act a fool in that order. See, people need to learn self-control, learn to stay in character. See, when God dealing with people, they really don't know how to handle it. People don't know how to handle when God dealing with them. See, that's a whole nother level for some folks. That's why people out here doing people wrong and don't know how to handle things in life. But God, hey, God ain't playing with these people. And people going to soon see that God is not playing.
Yeah, God created me for this right here in particular. I got a message for everybody out there. They call me Lyrical. I'm about to bring it to you. This is for everybody out there, though. You know, we go through situations in life where we all need a little motivation. Here we go. Saving lost souls is what's on the menu. Devil mix you up, stir you and blend you. Every day we fight to get through. Some wishing they was back in middle school. These days we living in, devil give no easy win. Wake up every day, have your title to sleep in. All born champions, poets run miles around. Might give 100% plus extra. I'm only a beginner. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just a maintain. time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. We all feeling some way, we stuck in the ocean. God ready to save us, are we ready to get saved? Understanding the life you learn through experience. We were all taught to use common sense. You have to push forward when things make no sense. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Even through trials, notice I'm still blessed. Got sins and angels every day to protect. Follow his path, I'll always succeed. Living in a world always tempted to sin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. For the next generation, by time people stop hating. Too many souls lost walking around zombies. Living in a world, time to change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just maintaining. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in a world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah, every day is a test. Living in a world, we living in a world. We all still blessed, but every day is a test. We living in a world, we all still blessed. We living in a world where every day is a test.
Yes, we living in a world where every day you're going to get tested, you know. The devil going to send his little advocates to try to, you know, steal your joy, happiness, and steal what God has inside you, the visions, the stuff that God shows you inside you, you know, and the word that you have of God that's in you, you know. The dark side is going to send people of the world, human beings, to come and try to take that word out of you. Because, for one, the devil don't want you saving lost souls. So he going to use the most ignorant person to try to come and take, you know, the word of God out of you, or the vision God got in you. And, you know, to all kind of negative things is going to come your way, you know. Especially when you doing God's work. That's when the enemy really attacks you. But when you ain't doing his work, you know, the enemy don't really attack you like that. But when you out here on a mission for the Lord and doing what he called you to do, expect people to come against you. Expect people to down you. Expect people to, you know, make you think, you know, God ain't going to do what he said he going to do, when in his word it say God's word shall never come back void. And his word is not a lie. That's why in the Bible it says God's word is the truth and every human is a lie. So, you know, don't let nobody steal your faith or make you reduce who God is. Because what God said he's going to do in your life, he's going to do it in your life. And he's going to show everybody that ever doubted you or him what he really capable of. But, you know, it all happens in his timing, not ours. Nothing happens in our timing. And doing things on our own, it doesn't go correctly. So anything that God gave you to do, you have to wait on his timing. You know, that's the perfect timing. because doing it our way, it's never going to work our way of doing things that God wants us to do. So, you know, we have to take the good days with the bad days, with the ugly days, with the uglier days, but still know that, you know, when these things come against you and these things happen in your life and these type of situations is what makes your anointing more stronger. See, you can't be anointed if you don't go through anything. And that's what people fail to realize. You can't take my anointing because you ain't went through what I went through. You got to go through your own to get your own anointing that God's going to give to you. But see, people don't want to go through nothing to get something. They expect God to just give it to them on a silver platter, spoon fed. No, it don't go like that. You got to go through the dirt and painful, hurtful situations that you don't want to go through, but you have to go through because that only makes your light shine brighter and makes your anointing that more powerful. And that's real. Moving right along in life, can't sit stuck, needs mind right. Every day is a test, through everything still blessed. Want to change the world because we can all be better. Evil souls, no control, losing lives over cheddar. No respect, most people ain't loyal. Leave you in hot water, watch you boil. Watch the company you keep. Some people be undercover enemies. Jealousy is a bad trait. It's bad for our health. People need to stop being selfish, looking out for self. Selfish folks miss out on their blessings. Evil-hearted folks, souls being neglected. Work on your souls like your outer appearance. Live inside out, knowledge is what most missing. Living in fear, you hear gunshots. Haters everywhere, even close friends, beware. Hidden agenda folks, straight pretender folks. Losing lives, people breathing, still no hope. Killing them with these lyrics, like, that makes my lyrics more powerful. The more things happen in my life, the more difficult situations I got to face, the more difficult people I got to deal with, you know, the more I got to go through because of someone else's ignorance, foolish ways only make me more powerful. See, in God's word, he say, he will make your enemies your footstool. That means whatever anybody does to you in life, you use that as motivation to keep going, to get better, do better, and be better at what you're doing. That makes you shine more brighter, you know? Use it as motivation. Don't let it keep you down, you know? Because we bounce back, you know? We got to bounce back. When you're walking with God, you have no choice but to bounce back. You bounce back real quick, too. Especially when you learn, you know, after years of walking with God, you know, you learn how to bounce back real quick. Like, oh, devil, oh, you had me, but look at God, he come. No, you ain't got me like that. Check this out. I'm a child of God. I'm going to go through things. People going to come against me, but that only makes me better to bring out the vision that God placed inside me. So, I mean, people don't do nothing but bring your blessings and God to manifest things in your life. They don't even know they're blessing you while they acting foolish and ignorant and stuff. But see, that's something people got to learn. See, while they think they're doing something, they really ain't doing nothing because they're blessing you. They're getting you prepared for where God is going to take you. So just hang in there. You know, it ain't never easy to deal with mean, evil folks in life. But God uses people to bless us, and he also uses people to hurt us to get us to where he needs us to be in life. And once people figure that out, then, you know, you'll learn to forgive people and just, like, you know, move on with yourself. You don't have to deal with people, like, you know, that saying, like, you can love people from a distance. Yes, you sure can. You can love them from a distance. You don't have to deal with people. You know what I mean? But forgive them, not for them, but for you, so you won't be angry, mean, and bitter inside because of what other people do and how other people act foolishly, you know? You don't have to act like them, you know what I'm saying? Never let people change who you are because they don't know who they are, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people will try to change who you are because they really don't know who they are. They don't even know their purpose of why they're living on this earth, you know? Because everybody always want to think they're right, and everybody always want to go against the word of God. If you don't understand something, you need to find out and understand something instead of always having your thoughts thinking you right. Watch out for people in this world because they'll make you miss your blessings while they're missing their own blessings. I want to read this poem from Terry Webb. It's called What I Know For Sure. What I know for sure is it is never God's intention to abandon us in life in any situation. What I know for sure is that the goal in which he aims, he promised future deliverance, my Redeemer proclaimed. What I know for sure is that when he makes a promise, he always keeps his word. With him, you'll never miss. What I know for sure is that within a special way, that because of his victory, victory is mine today. So God is going to do what he said he's going to do in your life. Even though other people may not see what God is showing you, that don't mean he ain't going to bring it to pass. Because he don't show people what he showed you, because he don't give people your vision. He give people their own vision, and it's on that individual to follow their vision. See, me, I can't follow anybody else's vision because that ain't the vision God gave me. You know, I can help people with their vision, but I cannot do their vision and their dream and their purpose for them, because then I will be neglecting my own purpose. See, there's no need to get jealous of other people because they're walking in their purpose and they're walking in their gift that God gave them, because God gives everybody a gift. It's on you to go through it, to come out and walk through it, manifest it in the physical realm, because whatever he shows you is going to be manifested, you know, outside. But like they say, like the preachers and bishops say, Noel Jones and Pastor Hosea, you know, City of Refuge, woo-woo. They some good teachers, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I really would have lost my mind years ago. But sitting under that powerful anointing, you know, you have no choice but to change. A lot of people don't want to change because a lot of people comfortable in their evil, mean, selfish ways. But when God get a hold of you, you ain't got no choice but to change. God makes people uncomfortable. When he wants you to change, he's going to make you uncomfortable. You know, you're going to be feel like you're going crazy and all type of stuff. But no, he wants you to change. He wants things inside of you to change. He don't want people evil, mean, and wicked. He didn't create us like that. That's the devil's work. God don't tell us to be mean and evil to folks, even when people mean and evil to us. But you walk in love with people, and you show them, you know, a lot of people take people kindness for weakness. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you humble and don't fight back, then people want to get the poke, and they keep poking at you. You know what I mean? But, you know, God said vengeance is his, and he will repay. So battles we don't have to fight, you know? So let people, like I said, think they do what they do, but vengeance is not ours, and the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord. So tell the haters to keep hating, because you only making my blessing more greater, making my blessing more greater. So keep hating. My blessing gonna be greater. Hating. My blessing gonna be greater.
lyrical, coming through, ice skating on the beat, smooth like that, that's how I do. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Obedience is better than sacrifice any day. Never let devils rent free space in your head. Leave you in misery, brain dead, hopeless, no bread. Thirsty, drinking dirty water. When God said, follow me, I'm the provider. Pure, natural spring water. Only if you believe, God can work. Faith is dead without work. Many living in pain, causing others hurt. Many living in pain, causing others hurt. Devils like when we fail, so our dreams will remain froze. No icebox during the cold. Taking control over minds. Stealing goals, having people like, whoa. Had it all, now it's gone. Looking to God for what was stole. Dreams, visions once were given, now incomplete. Something's missing, something's missing. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Save me, Lord, devil's plotting to take me out. Want me on the wrong path, my heart exlash. Walk by faith is not an easy task. Haters on your heels, trying to get a free pass. Hungry like it's free lunch in the summertime. Innocent people getting killed, no justice to these crimes. It's about time for change, too many playing the same game. Difference in your styles will separate one from the rest. God tests our hearts, every day is a test. Walk with our heads high, and every mistake we still bless. Lessons learned, school is always in session. Even when my eyes see bad situations, raise my hands high to the sky, still do my dances, still do my dances. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening. Jesus trying to protect you, Jesus trying to provide for you, Jesus trying to save you, but you not listening.
Yes, sir. Jesus is trying to save everybody, but, you know, a lot of people is out here doing too much, and God is trying to get people attention, and a lot of people ain't really opening their eyes to know that God will send you through struggles to get your attention. And a lot of people, like I said, don't want to change. They like the way they are, and God don't like some of our ways that we have. So he will, you know, make you go through some things to change. And the longer you don't change, the longer you're going to go through. But it's all for the good. It's all for your good. But the longer you take the change, is the longer you're going to keep going through things. So everybody that's out here mean, evil, wicked, and doing all kind of crazy things. I mean, you reap what you sow, and karma is real. So, I mean, treat people how you want to be treated, and, you know, it'll come back to you. So, like I said, what you give out is what you get back. You know, how you treat people is how they're going to treat you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you don't want people to treat you a certain way, why you treat that person or anybody else how you treat them, you know? So, I mean, people expect good to come to them, but are you putting good out? I mean, are you treating people good, you know? You treat people bad, but you want people to treat you good? That doesn't happen in the real world. I mean, Jesus Christ. People would be doing too much, like, for real, but God ain't playing with people. And like I said, people that's mean and evil and wicked, God is not pleased with all that. He's not. That's not of God to be mean, evil, and wicked to people. God don't want us being like that to people. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how people can be mean, evil, and wicked to other folks. Like, that wouldn't sit right with my spirit to be mean to somebody or evil to somebody. You know what I'm saying? But it's people out here is comfortable with being mean and evil to people. Like I say, you reap what you sow. And the way you treat people, you know, you got to answer for that. Because, you know, God's going to take you through some things for treating people like that. And, hey, that's just the way it is. Like, you reap what you sow. And the crazy part about it, you don't know how you're going to reap it. Because God don't have to bring it back to you the same way you put it out. He could bring it to you in another situation. But you don't know why this is happening, because look what you sowed, and now God going to make you reap it this way. Yeah, God has a way of doing things. For real. Have to remain humble, kill them with kindness, kill people with kindness, make boss moves, stay prayed up, gonna lose many friends on the way up. Everybody ain't real, so many pretenders, evil souls come against me, I'll lyrically blend ya, fakes will be exposed, light always shine, no darkness can stop the grind, still glow in tough times, angels protect mine. Victory is mine, the process no joke, in my mind mentally killing folks, tests come in all forms, renew minds, get reborn mentally and emotionally, souls in mind sick, some don't bounce back like a burrito, life a wrap, need your daily bread, need God word, only way to stay grounded, you heard, humans are liars, God is the truth. Devils in hidden places trying to stop destiny. God protects, no enemy will get the best of me. Stronger, wiser, that devil is a liar. Killing them with these lyrics. This is not me, though. This is God working through me with these lyrics. I couldn't have did this on my own. Seriously. I can't take no credit for this, because this is not. I couldn't have did this lyrically stuff on my own. So, hey, I'm giving God his props and giving him the glory, because, you know, he wrote my life as the true story. So I'm going to give him his praise and I'm going to worship him forever. Haters going to come against me, but I'm going to lyrically blend them and it gets better. Woo, I got these rhymes. Through anything, I'ma still shine. Through tough times, I'ma still grind. Cause like I said, victory is mine and I'm gonna get mine. Jesus Christ on my side through good and the bad. Jesus Christ on my side through the good and the bad.
Woo! Lyrical boy coming through one more game. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People people use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Kingdom building, you fight against lost souls. It's the God in me. He died and he rose. Shed his blood for our sins, died on the cross. Through life experience, our sin is faint. Sun will shine after the rain. Mistake after mistake, apologies mean nothing. Walking in love is something of a fight. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Walking in love, gotta forgive ignorance. No matter the age, people still lack common sense. Who's to blame? No one but the individual. Lyrical poet, don't send subliminals. Living in these days, things are getting critical. Missing blessings, God's time is tested. There's no recession. Under God's wing, long suffering, he'll manifest it to your dreams. Long suffering, he'll manifest it to your dreams. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. One who hurts you most, be closer to your heart. Meditating on God's word gives us a fresh start. Only way to walk in love after pain. Renew your mind, don't overbake your brain. Don't overbake your brain. Easily forgive, trying to walk in this image. Love is a blessing mixed with a curse. Humble when devils get the trip. And love you more, step closer to my vision. Love you more, step closer to my vision. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Living for Christ, you gotta fight demons. Every day you wake up, it's a fight. So keep moving and keep going. Keep moving and keep going. Yeah, lyrical poet. And you know it. Hot mix.
Yes, sir. Walking in love. Man, that song. Man, I made that when I was going through some things. Well, all the songs that I did make is when I was going through some things. And I'm still, you know, writing till this day. Because, you know, as long as you're living, you're going to never stop going through things. But walking with God, everything, you know, everything is going to be all right, especially when you have faith that God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So, I mean, things will come against you. People will come against you. Things will happen to you. But on the bright side, God never left us. He just trying to get us stronger, better, wiser, more humble, overlook things, let people act foolish, but all in the process, you know, never change who you are because of how other people act. And never, like, if you a nice person and you know you have a good heart, never let nothing or no one in this world try to change your good heart to make it like theirs, you know. Mean, evil, people have hidden agendas, people want to use folks, God doesn't want us doing all that, God wants us to treat people right, show love, and, you know, all that good stuff. But change starts with each individual on a personal level with God. And when you have a relationship with God, that's when you change from your evil, mean, wicked ways to not using people or abusing people in no shape or form in life. But God works on everybody, and it has to take some people to go through more than it takes others to get right. And, you know, that's just a part of life, because people don't want to change. So God has to put something in their life, do something in their life to make them really open their eyes to see what he is trying to do in their life. And that's real. So today's topic was, it's hard to walk in love with mean and evil folks. Hurt people. Folks want you to feel sorry for them when they treat people wrong, but they don't like when it comes back around. Forgive, but never forget. People are haters. They envy, and they are jealous. People are users until they can't use you no more. And it's crazy. People get mad when they can't use you anymore. But, hey, it's life. Once you used me before and you kept using me, you think I'm going to let you use me again or keep being mean and evil to me again? I mean, I know how to walk in love with people, but at the end of the day, I don't have to deal with you. So, I mean, people can't get mad when you keep doing stuff to people and they don't want to deal with you, but they can walk in love with you. And that's what most people don't like. Like, I don't have to deal with you, but I can walk in love with you, because that's the God in me to walk in love with you, because God wants us to do that. Now, if it was up to me, I wouldn't be walking in love with nobody. That's mean and evil and hurtful and using and abusing me. I wouldn't be walking in love with nobody. But that's God in me to walk in love with people that are like that. And it's not easy at all. Big Dreams LA. Everybody have a good night.